Today we're going to start Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei and Shabbos by day. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. The beginning we learned, we have to learn the Beracha of Shabbos by day. We will try to go through the Tfilahs of Shemoneh Esrei, and then we will go to other parts of davening that we have to talk about. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei ki eved ne'eman k'rasolei. We'll try just to learn today this piece, and maybe not even in its complete shot, one nekuda, and maybe even we will try to connect it to the inyan of Rachel Imenu. What means Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei ke'eved ne'eman k'rasolei? What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was b'simcha b'matnas chelkei? The minute one looks at this and thinks a little bit, he reminds himself of a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ezu Asher Asameach Bechelkei." There's an Inyan Amida Nifla of a person being Sameach Bechelkei, and that's exactly what it sounds that these words mean. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. He was happy with his chelik, and I didn't need more than his chelik. Ki eved nemon k'rosolei, because he was a getraya eved. He was a nemon dike eved. How do we learn pshat in this? We will try to learn a pshat based on kama v'kama svarim agidoshim dvarim niflaim admiyot. First we will say over a beautiful word from Rashi Psomim, Abshayim Mushkat, with a chaver from Chedush Erim, and that tkufa in Varsha, he's the Mori de Kisefa, he writes a hafla de kipshat. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas, in Tzanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, Vayishma Moshe Vayipay Lalponov, Malamed shechashdu, they were cheshit Moshe Rabbeinu be'eshesish. A Gemara which is hard for us to understand. And he says the pshat in this Gemara, Neira va'oyim. The Gemara tells us in Berachas, Abaal eshes ish b'chaloim. If a person, Achmanu Letzlon, saw a chaloim, that he was Baal eshes ish, Muftich lo ishu ben oylam abo, v'noitl chelkoi, v'chelik chaveroi b'gan Eden. There's an inyan of a person taking not only his chelik in Gan Eden, now you get somebody else's chelik. The Chazal tell us that when a person loses his chelik in Gan Eden because he did an Aveira, somebody else could get his chelik, and the Rasha gets its chelik in Gehenna. They trade chalakim. Now, we know, we spoke about it many times, that the Arizal tells us a pshat in davening. We say in Al Tzadikim, Vesim chelkeinu imohem. Whose chelik do we want to ask imohem? Who's the imohem? Who are we talking about? Like the Arizal, and this is a kavana that all the Svarim brings, Hasemes brings it, that's the way a person has to daven. What happens when I lose my chelik? So there's different kind of people in the world. There's people in the world, they'll take it for themselves. Tzedah be'erlich Eden that don't want to have Yenem's chelik. They want to be Mikayim, Hoshev Tishivei Mashavas Aveda, and give it back to other people. Give it back to the person that it belongs to. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael was choshed him. Where did he get his madregis from? You know where he got his madregis from? He took it from them. He was zoiche from their chelik, and he took their chelik. Zok the Rashi Psomim hafla v'fela shechashdu beishes ish. What means shechashdu beishes ish? The Gemara says that a person sees baal eshes b'chaloyim. He has chelkoi v'chelik chaveiroi began Eden. He took Yenim's chelik began Eden. Thus, heis chashdu beishes ish. They took Yenim's chelik in Gan Eden. It's not even far from Pasha Pshat. What does it mean, eishes ish? Eishes ish is a chibur that everybody has, his ishus. That's another chibur that a person has, is his chelik in Gan Eden. That's also a chibur. If I take away Yenim's chibur, it's gechepet Yenim's koyach of chibur, which is a koyach of ishus be'etzem in Gan Eden. So that's the Taich Chashdu Be'eshes Ish. So we understand now a Neurodik in Akuda that Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzem never wanted to touch anybody else's. Moshe Rabbeinu was in that Darga that whatever he got from somebody else, he always tried to give it back to the people. He never took it for himself. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki loy mi libi. Ki loy mi libi. I didn't do it. I never took it for myself. I always gave it back to them. Now, we lost the Ksarim of Nasav and Nishma in Cheta Egel. Who got the Ksarim of Nasav and Nishma? Shteit in Pasik, Vayisnatznu Mnei Yisrael es Edyom, and Moshe Rabbeinu got it. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Ksarim, but Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't hold it for himself. Moshe Rabbeinu takes these Ksarim and gives it back to Klal Yisrael. So comes out the Moshe Rabbeinu never takes for himself. What then does he do with this, what he gets? He takes it and gives it back. Thus state in Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. He's happy with his chelik. He doesn't want anybody else's chelik. That's touch sameach b'chelkei. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. Ki eved nemon kerosalei. What does it have to do with Shabbos? Because when does Moshe Rabbeinu give back the Kisarim? When does Moshe Rabbeinu give back these Kisarim? A whole week we don't have these Kisarim. Shabbos we get back these Kisarim of Nasa and Nishma. So that's why on Shabbos we say Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. Because Shabbos we get back the Kisarim of Nasa and Nishma. Because it's him enough, his chelik, and he has no interest in being nana from somebody else's chelik. This is one word. But if we look in Heilige Tveres Shleima, the Tveres Shleima takes us to a nirdika asaga in the Avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Moshe Rabbeinu had his chelik in Torah that Klal Yisrael didn't have. Every person has his asaga in Torah. There's this asaga in Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which Moshe Rabbeinu's asaga was in the milo from everybody's asaga. It was only shaykh for him, the asaydis ha-Torah, chalokim in Torah, that were his chelik in Torah. Yismach Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu had simcha b'matnas to give away a matana chelkoi, his own chelik he gave away. Nochmeh, that we learned in the first pshat. Not Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, he had simcha from only his chelik. Yismach Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu had simcha b'matnas chelkoi, from giving away his chelik to Klal Yisrael, from not keeping that chelik to himself, from taking that chelik that really is his, and he went and gave that also away to Klal Yisrael, even his chelik that's miyuchet to him, he did it, keep it for himself, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael. They state in Tveres Shleima, many places in Parshas Va'eira he says so, and in other places, that was the nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. He gave away his chelik. That be'emeth has so much to do with the Avodah of Rachel Imenu. If one understands what means that Rachel Imenu gave away the Simonim, and Heilige Kiddush Slevi says, bases it on the Chazal, and understand it, when she gave away the Simonim for Leah, what did she do? So we understand she gave away the Simonim for Leah, Moira the Kazakh, she gave away the Simonim, she could have kept them for herself, she didn't want Leah to become a Voyish. No, Zokhti Chidush is Levi. There was a Kabbalah, two daughters, two sons, one for each other. Any Leah Rakos? Why were any Leah Rakos? Because she didn't want to fall in Chelke Shel Esav. Rachel Imenu knew that it could be very well that by giving over the Simonim to Leah, she's going to be Eshes Esav. Avishtait Neilig Chidush is Levi B'Shem Chazal. And Memele, when she went and gave over the Simonim, not only did she give over Simonim and have to wait another 7 years and another 14 years, whatever the Cheshbenis are, she gave away Simonim and she went and was going to lose her whole chelik. Azam Mesiris Nefesh, Nezudikim Mesiris Nefesh, to be able to lose her own chelik, she was ready to go lose. Thus is the darga for what? For Rachel Imenu. It means giving away, not living completely not for himself. Does it the nekuda that we see here by Moshe Rabbeinu? Because that's be'etzem the nekuda of anova. We don't understand what anova means. True anova means that I don't exist for myself. I am not the one who exists. I exist only for somebody else. When the Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was on of me'oid mikol adam shapnei adama, for what reason did he have to be on of me'oid mikol adam shapnei adama? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be on of me'oid mikol adam shapnei adama? I heard from the Rebbe de Leif Simcha, Zechatzadik Leviracha, Anur de Kizach. In Zohar HaKadosh it says, Is Pashtusa de Moshe b'chol dara v'dara b'chol nafsha v'nafsha. Moshe Rabbeinu becomes dispassionate in every single nefesh. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have held himself bigger than any nefesh in the world, he wouldn't be able to go into that nefesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to hold himself smaller than every single nefesh in the Bria from Moshe Rabbeinu until Ikshus in the Mashiach. Until Mashiach comes to the lowest of the lowest of the lowest, Moshe Rabbeinu held himself lower than that person. For what reason? So he should be able to give himself away for that person. He should be able to help that person. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's mesirus of not existing for himself, exists only for somebody else. It says in Teres Chaim, from Mittel Rebbe, from the son of the Balatanya, in Parashas Shmeis,
Where did Moshe Rabbeinu become on of Miyad Mekolov Mishapnei Adama? How did he become so small? Anu Yehudi Kizach, Moshe Rabbeinu saw all the Deiris, and he saw even our Deir. He saw the little Deir of our Deir, the Kleine Menshelech, for small little people. And he saw that the Nachas Ruach that we give the Rebbeinu Shalom, he can't give. So he became smaller than Kol Adam Mishapnei Adama. He saw the smallest people in the world, and he saw that these smallest people in the world are going more nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shalom than him. So he became on of miyot mekol adam asher pnei adama. Aber nachzer l'inyoneinu, the nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu was on of. On of means non-existence for myself. I exist completely only for someone else, only to do a teiva for yanim, only to live for somebody else. Then, matas chelkoi, I can give away my own chelik, even my chelik in Torah, even my chelik in Elikus, even my chelik on the Shom, I can give away. It says in Charedim, in the end of Charedim, that if a person wants to do tshuva, and the person is laying in the dumps, he can't pull himself out. It's very hard for him, but he wants to do tshuva. What does the Rebbeinu Shalom do for him? The Rebbeinu Shalom helps him. How does the Rebbeinu Shalom help him? The ultimate help is he brings in the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu into him, and Moshe Rabbeinu helps him schlep the charis. It says in Charedim. That means that's how far Moshe Rabbeinu is ready to go into the lowest nefesh that's holding his shal tachtis and be mislavish in that nefesh in order to help that nefesh. That's the selflessness that comes from Spitzanova. Spitzanova means I don't live for myself, I live completely for Yanam. That is the taich Yismach Moshe v'matas chelkei. That's Dvarim Nifloim, because we know that the Psukim tell us that Anova and Simcha goes together. Yismachu Anovim Bashem. Anovim and Simcha goes together. Why do Anova and Simcha go together? Because that brings Simcha. When a person has nothing, all problems that disturb a person is only the negias of himself. The message is that he doesn't exist, and he lives only for somebody else, and ultimately only for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then he could reach ultimate Simcha. That's the Nekuda of Yismach Moshe v'matnas chelkei, ki Eved Nemon. Eved Nemon means he takes nothing for himself. He's b'chol beisi Nemon, he's trustworthy. He doesn't take anything for himself, he does everything for the Klal Yisrael. Everything that's a true manik, that's ki Eved Nemon k'rosolei. So we have Anuyadik Nekuda, in Yismach Moshe, two dargas in Yismach Moshe. Darga Aleph in Yismach Moshe, the first pshat, that he gives back their chelik, he's happy with his own chelik. Then a tifer pshat, the Tver Shloime, in many places in Sefer, that Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei means he elevates himself to leave away even his own chelik for Klal Yisrael, such a midah of Ayin Yofa, such a midah of Tevis Ayin. We find that in the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Dorim says that Chelik HaPilpul belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nogba Toivis Ayim V'nosla Yisrael. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu gave away even his own Chelik. Since we are talking on Rachel Imenu's Yahrzeit, it's Kedai to say over Dvarim Nifloim, and we will tie it in a little bit more with our Inyan here. The Torah HaKadosha tells us on Rachel Imenu something that we don't find on anybody else. The Torah Kedosha tells us that Rachel Imenu was a Yifas Toya v'Yifas Mare. On the other Imois, the Torah Kedosha never tells us such a Loshon. The Torah Kedosha tells us Vanara Tevis Mare. The Torah Kedosha tells us on Sarah that she was a Fei Mare. But Yifas Toya v'Yifas Mare, that's Miyuchit Rachel. And again, later by Yosef HaTzadik, we also find that title. So we see that Rachel, Yosef have that title. Now we don't know what lies in it. Siddur Abba Sefer Ole Shem from Rab Shem Klingbeg, the Zalish Tzereb Mashem Yom Kimdomi, lived in Krukab, Mefah Mochama, and Adam Godel Admiyot, says Dvorim Nifloam Admiyot, Nechken Eposhet Lemana Hapirsim of Amiti Yisateira, it's Kedai to see Dvorim Nifloam. He tells us that Adam and Chava were Mekalkul Neitzadas. Who was Mesakin Adam Erishin? Yankiv Evinu. The Gemara says Shufra the Yankiv, Men Shufra the Adam Erishin. So Yankiv Evinu was the Tikkun of Adam. Who was the Tikkun of Chava? Who was Goyme the Tikkun of Chava? Rachel. He says Adova Nifla. Look at the Imois. Sarah, Rivka, Leah all have a hay. Rachel doesn't have a hay. Because the hay is the schwachste ois in chava be'etzem. Hay is the ois kalila. The ikir ois in chava is the ches. They weren't misakin the ikir chet. Who was misakin the ikir chet? Rochel. She took the ches of chava, and the ikir ois of chava is by her, because she was goymer the chet. She was goymer the tikkun achet. Just like Yankee was goymer the tikkun achet from Adam, Rochel was goymer the tikkun achet from chava. Interesting nekuda in the blick of the Zach. We know those who know, we spoke about it many times, that it says in Zohar HaKadosh that when the Isha was Bashafim, she was Bashafim with the Ois Samach. Vayizger Basa Tachtena, the Ois Samach is Meramez on the Isha. And the Ois Samach could be good, and the Ois Samach could be no good. The Ois Samach could close in a person. The Isamach could take around the person. The Isamach could be a Seimech. The Isamach could be a Seiger. It depends. It could be a Seivev. It could be a Seiger. It could be a Seivev. And it could be a Vayizger. Vayizger means the Karech Hara. The Karech Hara. We once said over, also from Rav Shem, that in the Luchos, there are only two Samachs in the Luchos. Pilef and Azach. There are only two Samachs in the Luchos. And if you look at the two Samachs, one is a good Samach and one is not a good Samach. That's one samach. The other samach is va'isa chesed la'alofim. It's a samach mitzad ha'teiv and a samach mitzad ha'ra. There are two samachs in the Bria. There's a samach from the Satan, like it says, kivish nivra isha nivra Satan ima. That's the samach of Satan. That's the samach of Pesel, the samach of Avodah Zarah. There's the samach of chesed, which that's all nivra in the isha. If Chava was mekalkal in the Bria, so what ois was she mekalkal? The samach. That's her ois. That's her koyach. So that ois of samach became sotom. The sotom was shoylet on her. Half of a fella. How many samachs are there in the Torah Akdeisha? Elef, tof, tof, lamed, gimel, samachs. There are in the Chemisha Chumash Torah. 1833 samachs. Kiminyan, yifas toya, v'yifas mara. It's not possible not to say over Zazach. It's a half of a fella. If she was the Yifas Toya, Yifas Mare, she was Mesakin Shleimus HaSamach. So Yifas Toya, Yifas Mare, it's up to how many Samachs there are in the Torah, because she weighed the Shleimus HaTikin in the Chet of Chava, which the Shleimus HaTikin is the Samach. Those state in Olei Shem, in Parashas Vayetze. Dvarim Nifloim, which just to show the plius in Torah. Person sometimes needs to see was licked als in Torah Gedeisha, what the person could see in Torah Gedeisha. The say this was a done in Torah Gedeisha. Thus is ein nekuda was a done in Torah Gedeisha. A neuridike nekuda. We will go and build on this a nekuda more. Was licked in Eis Samach? Was licked in Eis Samach? What's tachlis Eisha in this world? Tachlis Eisha in this world is Eseloi Ezer Kenegdei. Tachlis of Isha in this world is taka to live fayenim. The Isha's whole bria was to be a ezer for somebody else, not for her own self. She's nivra to be an ezer, to be a soimech to somebody else. That's her whole tachlis. So nish bechinam that the Isha was nivra with oy samach, and that the oy samach is what she is, because her whole tachlis is to be a soimech, to be soimech somebody else. Her whole tachlis is to be an oizer. That means the whole mitzias of an isha is that mitzias of not living for herself, nor living for somebody else, living for yenem, living in ganzen for yenem. With this, I will say a new pshat in the beracha that the isha says, shasani kirtzeinei. What's that shasani kirtzeinei? What is this beracha? We spoke of many different pshatim in this beracha. Behind zokmed the rebbeinu shleim anaya pshat, zachtzim is dvarim nifloim admiyet. If one knows what Tachlis HaBriya is, Shteitach HaNefesh HaChayim, that Chaim Velozhin said, Rabbi Tzal Velozhin writes in the Akdoma, Loi Nivra Adam El Elahetiv Lachrini. A person was Nivra only to be Meitiv Lachrini. But a Adam, a Ish, has Nisyonis in that Lahetiv Lachrini. You created me like you wanted to. You wanted a person to be lehetev v'lachrini. That's exactly what you made me. You made me a lehetev v'lachrini. And those look see shvach to meibishten, that she's mamala rotzen Hashem bishleimus, that she's a meitev v'lachrini, and she has the ability to live kirotzen Hashem. And that's the rotzen Hashem. She should be an aether. She shouldn't be a self. Her own. She's all zayin in the matzah and anezer. And that's what a samach is. Soymach somebody else. You're soymach the other person. You're not yourself. You're a soymach. You're a bosses for somebody else. You're there to help somebody else. That's what a samach is. And that's the taich is. That when Chava was mekalkel, when she wasn't an oizer, no, when fakert, she was the opposite of an oizer, she was mekalkel in the isamach. Oy bazoy, the word gets completely different nekuda. That you fast toyev, you fast mara, in this time I spiel, that it's begamatzvi this. Because that was the shenkite of Rachel, that she lived not for herself, she lived for Yemen. And living for Yemen is the tikkun on oy samach, because that's the whole mitzvah of a samach, is living for somebody else. And that's the mitzvah of the tikkun that came out in Rachel. That's the oymik that lies in the beauty of the vort. The beauty of the vort is neuridik. But we have to realize that slicht mervidem, sin ishtam gespielt mit oisjes. Selecting them an oimik nifla of what a person tachlis is, and that the tachlis of the samach, which that is the bria seisha, to live with a koyach, to give over, to be a seimech, that koyach came out b'shleimus. Going back to Moshe Rabbeinu was married, the Gemara says, in Masechta Shabbos, Oryon Tlisa, ja, so steht in the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu was brought down orientally so. Had drei teures hat er Moshe Rabbeinu Arab gebringt. Ich weiß nicht why, but as I is, dreimal teures, wie gematria, elef, tof, tof, lamet, gimel, is a koponim, der Metzies von Arab bringen teure le klal Yisrael, was also the selbe nekuda that has the nekuda of this nekuda of elef, tof, tof, lamet, gimel, of bringing down the tikkun of this nekuda of living for somebody else, which we see here in the Yisumach Moshe v'matnas chelkei, that he lived to live his whole chelik to give away for Yenem, not living for himself. We'll go one more nekuda away from this inyan, just a little bit greater, to talk about the Yisumach Moshe v'matnas chelkei. We spoke before that Moshe Rabbeinu has the ksarim, he gives back the ksarim. He gives back the ksarim of Nasav and Nishma on Shabbos, and with Zeiche to Matnas Chelkei. That means Shabbos Be'etzem has a Shaychus to Moshe. Yismach Moshe, not Bechinim, do we say Yismach Moshe and Matnas Chelkei? Shabbos has a Shaychus to Moshe Rabbeinu, because as it says in Tur, there are three Shabboses. And the Shabbos of by day is the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And that's why Be'etzem has a Kesher to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Taka, the one who gave the Torah Gedeisha, and Shabbos in the morning is the Shabbos of Matan Torah. That's the reason why the bracha is Yismach Moshe v'matnas Chelkei. But to understand more than that, the Farshim tell us that Yismach Moshe v'matnas Chelkei means something else. And as I state in Tur, that when Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Shibut and saw how hard it is. So he asked from Parai that he should give them one day off a week, and he gave them, and he picked the seventh day, because he knew that it was going to be the day that it was Mekabel, that it was Shabbos Kedish. And when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave Shabbos, it was Yismach Moshe b'matnas Chelkei. And that Chelik that he gave before, they bring the Torah that means Yismach Moshe b'matnas Chelkei. He was happy with that Nekuda that he brought Shabbos before. A half of the Torah, a half of the Chazal. Meaning the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzem brought down Shabbos to Klal Yisrael before they were Mekayim Shabbos. He gave them the Shabbos in Matana before they were Mekayim Shabbos. Even when they weren't yet Roy for Shabbos. When they were still Fashklaf to Mitzrayim, he brought them down. And now Moshe Rabbeinu was happy that he was Mechavim to that Matana what the Rebbeinu Shem was going to give them. It's a bit schwer to verstehen. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's Simcha? That he picked the right day. He knew that it was Shabbos. He was mekabel from Avram Avinu that such a thing. Avram Avinu had Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu Zicha was mekabel from Amram, was mekabel from Levi, was mekabel from Yankiv. He knew that there's such a day as Shabbos. Was it the Yismach Moshe v'matnas Chelkei? Maybe we can say in a kuda nifla in this Yismach Moshe v'matnas Chelkei. Be'etzem, what do we have from that? That Mikal Yisrael Mitzrayim kept Shabbos when Moshe Rabbeinu picked them the day from Shabbos. What did Moshe Rabbeinu want from it? I think that maybe there's an akuda nifla in it. There's an akuda. Shabbos is amoyer diketok. Shabbos is men olam haba. Shabbos maton tevi yeshli beis ginozai. But what happens when a person is in golos and he's in the darkness of golos and he's fashklaft in golos and he's in busy with golos and he's fatumet in golos and the oil agolos weighs him down? Maybe he doesn't have a shaychus to Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a Shabbos in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, in Tumas Mitzrayim, in Memtesh Shari Tuma, in the depths of Tuma, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mamshech for us a Shabbos. Thus is Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkei. Moshe Rabbeinu has a chelik in the Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu has a chelik in the Shabbos that even when a Yid is in Memtesh Shari Tuma, he still could be Margish a Shabbos. Aye, how could he be Margish a Shabbos? Shabbos is Men Olam Haba, Shabbos has a Gerais, Shabbos has a Hayach. Where do I come to a Shabbos? Nein, Yismach Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is besimcha, that he has a chelik in Shabbos. He gave them a matana, that even when a Yid is a Memtesh Shari Toma, he also could be in Shabbos. Ki eved neman karasalei. He was neman for every Yid. He didn't want any Yid to get lost. He didn't want any Yid not to have a shaychus to Shabbos. He wanted everybody to be able to join in the Kedusha Shabbos. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was happy that he gave them the Shabbos in the Memtesh Shari Toma, in the depths of Toma, as al kenem b'leibim b'klal Yisrael, that Kedusha of Shabbos.